No, it's no problem at all. Listen, I want to thank you again for inviting me for this second round interview. This job is, honestly, it's all I've been thinking about lately, and I'm really excited for the prospect of working here. And obviously, I know you have other candidates that you are interviewing, but I just want to say that I really do think that I would be a great fit here. Okay, great. Well, I look forward to hearing from you. Sure. I'll send the next candidate in for you. No problem. Okay, thanks. You got it, Alex. You totally got that. Oh, that was great. You killed it. You killed that interview. Which is good, because it's not like your CV is very impressive with... No. No, you are kidding me. You? What are you doing here? You're here for an interview. For the junior position? Just my luck. My greatest academic rival is now vying for the exact same job I am. It's just something about us, right? The universe just keeps shoving us together for some reason. Well, sorry to say that, you're a little too late. No, I haven't received an official offer yet, but, I just had my second round interview, and let's just say I'm expecting to hear back from them pretty soon. You know, I've been thinking about you lately. Thinking about how I tried for so long to beat you. To get the better grade. To impress more professors. And to get that top spot both of us wanted so bad. Valedictorian. Don't look at me like that. Don't look at me like you pity me or something. We both know the most deserving person got valedictorian this year. But just because you beat me by a tenth of a percentage point, don't think that makes you better than me. Oh, you don't? That smug little smile says otherwise. You may have been valedictorian this year, but I still know how to press your buttons. And that is far more powerful out in the real world, don't you think? Because even without that word, valedictorian, on my resume, I can still get this job. You know how? By making sure that you fail your interview. Oh, wouldn't I? I mean, you only humiliated me in front of the entire student body. Well, maybe not directly, but you did. You did humiliate me. Everyone knew. Everyone knew how badly I wanted to be number one. And so, yeah, that was pretty humiliating, being number two. Being behind you. You got to make your speech. Wear your little medal. People gave you flowers. And me? I had to just stand there behind you. Second place. And you know what second place means, right? Second place is the first loser. So thanks for that. Now, take a look around. You're in this quiet, peaceful waiting room. There's no one around. It's just you and me. And that means... that means I can do whatever I want to you right now. And let me tell you, I'm not gonna let you get that job. Well, here's my plan. I am gonna crawl into your lap, just like this. And you're gonna let me, just like you're doing. And I'm gonna take your hands. Yes, give me each one of your wrists. And I am gonna lift them above your head. And put them right up against the wall here. You look nervous. Are you nervous? Yeah? Because anyone could walk in at any moment. And then we'd both be in trouble, wouldn't we? Neither of us would get this job if that were to happen. So, feels dangerous, doesn't it? Feels like anything could happen. You know, you smell really nice. Does that tickle? My breath against your ear? Did you just moan? You did. You did, I heard it. Just a little one. But you did. You absolutely did. You, my friend, are so fun to play with. Oh, I can see the heat rising in your cheeks. Can hear your breath trembling. Can feel your hips pressing up into mine. I think I know what you want. I think I know what you've always wanted. For as long as we've been rivals. Well, too bad for you. We're in public. Can't do that. But it'd be fun, wouldn't it? Finally get out all of that tension between you and me. All of that simmering tension that's just built up over the years, right? Maybe we could finally get that out a little bit. It's okay. I'm just gonna brush a little piece of hair out of your face. Curl my fingers around your jaw. Look at me. Look up at me. Look at me. You're mine. You're mine to play with. You're mine to do whatever I want to. Nod your head for me. You understand. Have I flustered you enough yet? Have I gotten you so worked up that you might fail your second round interview? It's so important, you know, this interview. They ask some really in-depth questions about your character, your experience. I would just hate for you to be so distracted while going through that. Can I ask you something? What would you do without me, What would you do without me here? To challenge you, keep you on your toes, right? That's what we do for each other. I have to admit, my academic performance would probably be a lot more mediocre if I didn't have someone that I was constantly competing against. Do you feel the same way? Without me here, you would be mediocre. I make you a better version of yourself, don't I? You do the same for me. You really are squirming quite a bit. I should hold you down a bit tighter. You're cute. You are. You're cute when you bite your bottom lip like that. I notice you do it when you're thinking very hard about something, or when you're distracted. It's kind of adorable. Oh. I think I hear someone coming. Do you? Do you hear that? Shh. It's okay. It's okay. I'm not getting up. I'm not getting off of you. I'm gonna hold you here for as long as I want. No, they passed. Must not have been coming down this hall. Now, listen to me, okay? It's time for you to go in there and do your interview. And when you're in there being interviewed, I want you to remember the feeling of my fingers around your jaw, holding your head still. And I want you to remember my hand on your thigh. I want you to remember my breath in your ear, tickling you. And I want you to remember that you're mine, okay? Can you do that? Good. Now, let me get off of you. Stand up. Let me get a good look at you. Here. Go in there and do your very best, all right? Now, when you're finished, I'm going to be downstairs in the parking lot, okay? And if you want to continue being mine, then come to my car, get in the back seat, and shut the door, okay? And if not, then, well, let's just say I hope you have some other jobs lined up, okay? Why am I not surprised to see you? So, how did it go? Well, may the better woman win, right? That's right. Don't worry, the windows are tinted back here. No one can see us. And like I said, I think it's time that you and I release some of this tension between us. What do you think? I mean, that's why you're here, isn't it? That's what you want? I already laid the seats down. Now, since this is a public place, I'm going to need you to be quiet. Can you do that? Good. And if you can't, well, I have ways of keeping you quiet. Lie down in the back here with me, and I want you to tell me about your interview. Tell me how it went. Is this okay? I just swirl my fingers up your thigh. Keep talking. Tell me. Were the questions difficult to answer? That's good. Were you distracted? Very good. You know, you have a huge wet spot on the front of your panties. Did you know that? You did? Yeah, because you were turned on. Were you turned on in your interview? Do you think they could smell you? Could they smell your wetness leaking out between your legs? I hope not. Oh, shh. I'm just gonna rub your clit nice and slow. Because you're mine, right? Mine to do whatever I want with. Say it. Oh, that's right, you're mine. You're mine. Keep talking. Tell me more about the interview while I finger you. Oh, what questions did they ask you? Leadership skills, You think you have those? Well, you were the president of that stupid little organization, weren't you? So, that's a plus. I'm gonna put my fingers on your clit now. Move your panties to the side. Oh, you like this, don't you? God, you are wet. Oh, you're fucking wet. That's all for me, isn't it? Yeah? Yeah, of course it is. Oh, this is what I do to you, huh? I make you wet. You want me to fuck you? Yeah, you do. I want to hear you say it. Say I want you to fuck me. Oh. Don't you think it's a little pathetic? You want your rival to fuck you? Shh, keep it down. Keep it down. You said you could be quiet, can you? Yeah? Even if I finger you a little faster? Yeah. Shh. I've always wanted to know what you sound like when you come. I want to taste your lips. I'm gonna bite on your lip like you do. Oh, you love having your clit played with, don't you? Oh, and you want me inside of you? You want my fingers fucking you? Spreading you apart? Yeah? Okay. I'm gonna just slide in one to see if you can even take that, because I have a feeling that you are very tight, very sensitive. You feel my finger just sinking into you, right into your wet pussy. You belong to me, don't you? Say it. That's right, you belong to me, and I can do anything I want with you. I love getting you all worked up. I have no idea how pleasurable it is for me. To watch you squirm. Hear your breath edge. You love the attention I give you, don't you? You've always loved it. You've always wanted this. You've always wanted more. Well, here it is. I'm gonna put a second finger now. Oh, one more finger to stretch that pussy. There you go. Fuck yes, just squeeze around my fingers. Oh, that's good. Yeah, that's fucking good. No. I'm gonna fuck you as slow as I want to. Who said I'd even let you come, huh? This is about me. This is about me playing with you. That's right. I might not let you come. Oh, you sound so pathetic when you moan like that. You know, you really are getting too loud. I'm gonna have to put my hand over your mouth. Shh, come here, come. I'm gonna put my hand, I'm gonna wrap my arm around you. Put my hand right over your mouth. There you go, shh. Moan into my hand. There you go. Oh, I'm gonna fuck you a little harder. Oh, yeah, a little harder. There we go. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Fuck, you feel so good. Oh, God, you're coating my fingers. You are so fucking wet, aren't you? You like that? Yeah, just keep moaning into my hand. Oh, that's right, just moan into my hand. Good girl. You're a good, quiet girl, aren't you? Oh, I know you want to come, I know. Gosh, I just can't decide if I should let you or not. On the one hand, I do really want to hear it. I want to hear what it sounds like when you can't take anymore. But on the other hand, I really want to punish you. I want to punish you for getting valedictorian. And I want to punish you. How about I just finger you nice and fast? Oh, there you go. Oh, there you go. Oh, God, your moan sounds so pretty with my hand over your mouth. Oh, you're close, aren't you? I can feel you bucking into me. That's right, just rock your hips into me. There you go. There you go. Oh, and I am gonna make you come, I think. I think that's what I want. I want to hear you. I want to feel your body squirming and writhing. Yeah, that's what you want? Well, then you can come for me. Come on. I want you to come for me. I want you to come nice and loud and hard for me, okay? Are you gonna do that? Yeah? Okay. Okay, come for me. Come on. Be a good girl. Be a good girl and come for me. You can do it. Oh, you're so close. I can feel it. I can hear it. Come on. You're so close. So close. You ready? Yeah, you ready? Come on. Oh, there you go. There you go. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Yes. There you go. There you go. Shh. I'm gonna take my hand off your mouth. You have a very wet pussy. And it tastes delicious. Are you gonna let me taste you whenever I want? Yeah? Good. Now, now that we've got that out of the way, I guess all there's left to do is wait and see who gets the job. Good luck. May the better woman win.